I think I'm entitled.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
At times, we underestimate where the Iranians really are in terms of where the head is. And we have a tendency to look at them in terms of what is the impact of the blockade doing to the economy? How much money are they losing every single day, every single month? Where is their currency in terms of its value? What's their inflation rate? These are all norms that we look at ourselves, and we look at them and say, my, this is absolutely devastating to them. At some point, you know, they're going to fold their hand. But you got to understand where this regime is really coming from, the people who are running it. They have an ideology that they're holding to. They absolutely believe right now that they have the upper hand. I know there's people that don't want to admit that, but that's where the Iranians are. I'm not saying that's where they are. I don't believe it myself. But it's irrelevant. They believe it. They believe the Straits of Hormuz is a strategic asset, and they are not going to bargain that away.
Those are the words of retired four-star general Jack Keane. And I said the same thing last week. What we look at as should be harming Iran doesn't faze them. They don't care about how their economy has crashed and folks are having to barter for things. They don't have any money that's worth anything. The leaders, the Ayatollahs and the mullahs, they don't care that their people are suffering. We look at in our country, if we reach that crisis level where your dollar is worthless and you have to trade, look, I'll do this work for you if you'll provide me a refrigerator, things of this nature, bartering system, the old way we used to do it, long before currency came available and even for times after that, and to some extent even now. And when we look at how the economy is in Iran right now, we've got to be winning. The problem is the Iranian leadership does not give a damn about its people. Let them suffer. Let them suffer! Suffer! We don't care. And they continue to do that. So it is hard to win against an enemy that just doesn't care about more and more of its people becoming cannon fodder or victims on the side of the road. We're still trying to avoid an all-out, not land-based, not troops on the ground, but an all-out destruction of Iran if we have to. And yet, Trump doesn't want to. I don't want us to. There are a lot of good Iranian people inside that country. They just want freedom. They want to be out from under the thumb of the thugs running the nation. Welcome to hour number one, Larry Connors USA, August 10, 2026. Reminding you, when we're on the air like we are right now, we are streaming video. You can watch the program. How do you do that? Well, I'm glad you asked. You go to Newstalk STL Rumble, Facebook or Twitter. Larry Connors USA Rumble or Facebook. And everything goes up later as a podcast at Newstalk STL, LarryConnorsUSA.com, LarryConnorsUSA Facebook. You search Larry Connors USA on any podcast outlet, you're going to find us. We're everywhere. And when you do watch or listen at a later time, please push the button to share it with others. You are a multiplying factor, and I thank you for that. And I remind you, with Larry Connors USA, we're here every Monday through Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. And when we're on the air, we're bringing you news, analysis, opinion, and education. You leave each hour with more knowledge than you have when we begin. That is my promise to you. In our next hour, former NBA star planning a WNBA career. Anas Freedom, Turkish-American, says, okay, I'm done with the NBA. I want to go in the WNBA. I want to play. I can say I'm a trans man, then I want to be a trans woman, and I'm going to jump in there and beat the hell out of those women. Now, he doesn't want to beat them, but he wants to show what they have opened up when they decided to say, it's okay for girls in the third grade to have to compete against a boy in the third grade in a physical contact sport. You thought that video, that snapshot of Sophie Cunningham being basically, I would say, clothesline, hacked down, an arm across her throat, that could have really hurt that young woman. She admits that she has been guilty of doing that in the past, by the way, and said she got a foul and she said it was a proper foul. This one was way above what she did. We're going to get into that more in our second hour. Later this hour, the FDA has approved an mRNA flu vaccine, very similar to what we had with COVID. Is this going to be a good idea? I've got a spokesman for the Heritage Foundation who had served with the FDA in his opinion, his medical scientific knowledge. That's coming up later in this hour. And of course, before we wrap up the hour, the story behind the story. I don't want to devote a piece on just dreams and nightmares, but there are some nightmares we all share. You wake up in sweats thinking they're coming to get your degree, your diploma from you, because you failed to pass or complete one of the courses you needed for graduation. You ever had that dream? It's not that uncommon. We'll get into that before we wrap up this hour, the story behind the story. Once again, back to General Jack King and dealing with Iran and how they look at the Strait of Hormuz as, this is our ticket, we're going to hold to it.
Where they are, they will not give up the Straits of Hormuz unless we take it back by force. No amount of economic pressure on them, I think, will bend them to do that. They don't care about the economic peril that their people are suffering from. That's the reality of what we're facing. And here's the other thing that's going to happen. As we get closer to the midterms, the Iranians, you can see how more aggressive they're becoming in their diplomatic ask of us, almost asking us to surrender, in a sense. Mm-hmm. The second thing is they're going to get more violent. Because as we get closer to the midterms, they want to create a volatile situation that demonstrates that the administration is not managing the war properly, so that that will impact them in the midterm elections. The Iranians have always, multiple administrations, been tuned in to what is happening in America, where is our political resolve. They focus a lot on our people to understand where the American will truly is.
And you know what the American will is, and they know? We really don't want war. We don't want bodies coming home under flag-draped coffins. And we don't want to pay higher prices for groceries and gas. We all know that. And the Iranians look at that as a pressure point. And if you will buy their argument, you need to stop this war. You need to let us control the strait. Let us build a nuclear weapon so your groceries and your gas prices will go down. Really? Yeah, really, that's the way they see it. They think they've got their pulse or the hand on the pulse of the American public. Well, they do for some. The Democrat Socialists and many Democrats and even some Republicans are getting a little weak-kneed right now. But I will guarantee you anyone I just named that has a son or daughter in that Middle East conflict in that region, they do not want us to relax anything that would jeopardize their children. And reference the Hormuz Strait. There have been talks, and now there's action underway. To hell with the strait. We'll find another way to get the oil. In fact, they're looking for ways to bypass the strait. Key initiatives include the United Arab Emirates accelerating expansion of an export route, Saudi Arabia's use of the East-West pipeline to the Red Sea, new U.S.-backed regional proposals to reduce reliance on the strait. Now, the UAE expansion is a $3 billion parallel pipeline in the port of Faraj on the Gulf of Oman, aiming to double pass capacity to 3.6 million barrels by 2027. And the Saudi West pipeline relies on its existing 7 million barrels per day, but they're going to expand that more. Now, granted, if you put it above ground, it's going to be easier to be targeted by Houthi and Yemen drones. So they're burying a lot of it underground. But they're fast at work saying, we're not really going to need that strait anymore. You take away that, then what do the Iranians have left? They'll look for other pressure points, and they'll try to suck in the American public on their side. And our Mideast allies, General King makes a very important point about the allies we have in the Middle East.
Our allies in the region that Iran would want to retaliate against in terms of their oil and gas infrastructure, I mean, the truth be known, the Saudis and the UAE have more Patriot batteries in their country than we have protecting our people in the Middle East, to give you a sense of the scale of what they have. Admiral Cooper is visiting all these countries, and if they need to be strengthened, he's willing to help them, just like we have been helping the Israelis. Israelis came to us before the 12-day war and said, we need your help to help us defend against Iranian missile salvos. And we have, and quite effectively. So, yes, I mean, are there challenges? I think we get things mixed up. There are challenges in replacing the stockpile that we're using. That is a major issue, and it's a public issue, and you can see the Congress is very much into it, and so is the Deputy Secretary of War. Every single day, he's into that issue. But in terms of being able to prosecute a war with offensive weapons and to be able to defend against the Iranians, we can do that quite effectively.
We can do it effectively, and they know it. So they're pushing the buttons of the American public. How much you pay for gas today? It's going to be more tomorrow. Your grocery going to go. It may or may not be that way, but that's the line they're pushing. And too many Americans are sucking it up. You have no idea. You have no idea, many of you. And I don't personally either. The sacrifices the American public made during World War II to support our troops and what we needed. All right, let's turn to politics. The DSA, the Democrat Socialists of America, they are blowing out the Democrat Party. The DSA leader, Hassan Piker, is saying America deserved 9/11. Even MSN Now host Joe Scarborough says Democrats don't know which way to run.
It is. Also very important, though, why are we talking about DSA now? Because the Democratic Party has a choice to make. Now, I said this day in and day out leading up to Kamala Harris's election. You couldn't watch an NFL game without seeing 300 taxpayers are going to pay for trans surgeries for convicts ads on NFL games. And even though they still pretend that did not move viewers, I think the Trump campaign spent $30 million on those ads, and it moved working class men, working class white men, working class black men,
kept them where
working
they are.
Class Hispanic men. It just did. And the Democrats had their head in the sand.
And right now they have their head buried deeper in the sand because they don't know what to do. Hassan Piker, the leader of the DSA, claiming again that America deserved 9/11. Well, Abu Assad commented the other day that, I have to admit, those comments were dumb. But he's not moving away from Piker. Lindy Lee is a big fundraiser booster gathering money for the Democrats. Here's her view.
I'm one of the reasons why they're not. I was one of the people who exposed the multi-million-dollar payments that they made to celebrities, and also their extreme leftist lurch to the left. This is why donors like me left the party in droves, and this is why they are so in broke, they literally had to put up their own headquarters up as collateral. They can't even get a text back from donors. So I don't want to hear anything about a big tent. You should not be normalizing socialism like this.
No.
Socialism has been shown to have failed everywhere it's been tried. And these people, you look at the clips, they look like they're being held hostage.
Yeah.
Chuck Schumer knows that if he doesn't say what he just did, AOC is going to primary him. So he's trying to race her to the bottom. It's just ridiculous.
A race to the bottom. She's absolutely right. And she's a big Democrat fundraiser. And she talks about that big tent with Donna Brazile. Democrat national strategist, at one time the head of the Democrat National Party, the DSA, and remember, she helped make sure money did not go to Bernie, it went to Hillary? Donna Brazile.
I've been in this big tent party probably longer than most people, and I can tell you we're having the same kind of growing pains I saw on the Republican side, whether it was through the Tea Party in 2010, the activists who helped to bring about the MAGA movement. We've seen this tension both on the right, the populism that, you know, created a wave election over the last several decades, and now on the left. Now, the left is insurgent in some cases. In most cases, you know what? The establishment, the moderates are still winning. But here's one thing. Reverend Jackson taught me a long time ago, a party needs two wings to fly.
Yeah.
And unless we can have both wings, the progressive wing and the moderate wing, we won't be able to fly and win in November.
Yeah, but that progressive wing is going to drive you into the ground. CNN was questioning this issue with the DSA and part of the issue dealing with Bernie Sanders and James Carville's response.
So when someone like James Carville says he doesn't want to be in the same political party as Hassan Piker, which one are you going to take?
Well, that's not much of a choice. If Mr. Carville doesn't want to be in my party, the party that I belong to, that Piker, that El-Sayed belongs to, he can start his own party.
These socialists spend a lot of time on you.
They seem to, and I don't know, they don't have to worry. I'm going to be 82 in October, so I'm much longer than. Senator Sanders' famous, he was not a Democrat. He was a socialist. He didn't register as a Democrat. So I don't know, when he was a socialist, I was a Democrat. I'm still a Democrat. Is he one now? I have no idea. I do know that maybe he has some animosity because he tried twice to get the Democratic nomination for president, and he failed rather spectacularly both times. But I can't do anything about these people. If they had never been in their life, they'd never run anything bigger than mouths.
They're bigoted mouths. He's absolutely correct. And that's what they're relying on now. But it's gotten so bad, the party is imploding. What a shame. So bad. So sad. Hey, coming up, the FDA approving an mRNA drug for flu vaccines. What's the real deal there? And the story behind the story. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
This is Larry Connors, and this is a fact. Nobody beats John Beal on roof repairs or a whole new roof. Nobody. Oh, sure, somebody might offer you a cheaper price, but you're not getting same quality materials and work that John Beal provides. I like John Beal's approach. You buy it cheap, you're going to end up doing it all over again. Does that sound like a smart idea? Nobody beats John Beal Roofing. Call my friend John, 1-800-JOHN-BEAL, 1-800-JOHN-BEAL. I'm proud to say that Wellington Environmental has been sponsoring Larry Connors USA for a dozen years. Wellington can help you with any hazardous issues at your home or office. But Wellington also protects our troops, our nation. Recently, Wellington has been disinfecting Army vehicles and equipment just back from overseas deployment, making sure they did not bring back disease or other contaminants. Wellington is also working on some classified jobs with Boeing and has for years. One hospital had issues with possibly contaminated water. Wellington is on the job. In addition to all these big jobs, Wellington can make sure there are no health hazards in your home. He's done it for me. So I'm more than glad to endorse Wellington Environmental. Check them out. EnvironmentalCare.com. EnvironmentalCare.com. Wellington Environmental. Your world cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington. Every summer, homeowners make plans, a new grill, a backyard project, a family vacation. But what about the upgrades you could enjoy every single day? Your windows drafty, difficult to open? Your patio, entry door has seen better days? Now's the time to make a change. Renewal by Anderson makes replacing windows and doors simple. Beautifully crafted products, professional installation. And right now, say big. Get $1,000 off your patio or entry door and take $400 off each replacement window. And if you schedule your appointment before July 12, get an additional $250 off your entire purchase. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit renewalbyanderson.com. 877-WINDOWS or visit renewalbyanderson.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products. Exceptional service. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as support dogs for our brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com.
This is News Talk STL.
She wants to dance like Uma Thurman, bury me till I confess. She wants to dance like Uma Thurman, and I can't get you out of my head.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Welcome back. The FDA has approved the nation's first mRNA-based flu vaccine. This is the same technology used in COVID shots to annual influenza vaccinations. Is this going to be any worthwhile, first of all? Is it going to be effective? And more importantly, is it going to be maybe dangerous and not good for everyone to take? Joining us now from the Heritage Foundation, a former FDA official, David Gortler. David, glad to have you on board.
Oh, Larry Connors, an honor to be on your show. Thank you.
Well, thank you, sir. As a former FDA official, what exactly is this new mRNA-based flu vaccine?
So this new shot is based on the same new technology that was based on making the COVID shot. When I was at the FDA, I worked there in the capacity as a medical officer. So I worked directly. I was directly in charge of approving, reviewing and approving brand new drugs. And before that, my background is in both pharmacy and pharmacology. So I am, you know, fair to say when it comes to drugs, it's something that I know quite a bit about.
Okay. So you did not study poetry and third century writings. You were focusing on science.
No, that's right. There is no literature being discussed here. So this is the one area that I know a lot about, and I'm happy to tell your listeners everything I know about it or whatever questions you have, I'm happy to share.
All right. So what? Let's begin with, how do these mRNA flu shots differ from traditional flu vaccine?
So the way the original flu vaccines were based on a different technology. There were these whole inactivated. There's several different kinds. They're attenuated. They're inactivated. This new technology that they're going to be using for the flu vaccine is going to be based on the same stuff that was the same mRNA technology and lipid nanoparticle technology that the COVID shots were made out of.
Now, I'm not good at
science. They're doing this.
But what exactly is mRNA, actually?
So mRNA is, first of all, this is, number one, it's very, very new technology. There's two components to mRNA. There's basically a nucleotide component. So basically a component of a nucleotide strand, which the body will use when injected. It'll be used to your body will use that nucleotide to produce more of it. Basically, rather than other vaccines, which just your body initiates an immune response to. mRNA technology uses your body to replicate itself. It uses your body as a vehicle to make more of itself and supposedly elicit an immune response. Does that make sense, or is it all mud?
No, it's as clear as we can make it right now without getting deep into footnotes and so forth. But I hear basically that it might be a double-edged sword. You said it supposedly would be doing better for you.
Well, there's a lot of unanswered questions that we have about the COVID shots. And those same unanswered questions seem to persist when it comes to this new flu vaccine that's using the same technology. And there's two components to it. One of them is, of course, the mRNA technology itself and that nucleotide strand, which nobody knows the exact sequence of. If you look throughout the labeling, the FDA does not tell you exactly what that strand is made out of. It doesn't tell you what it is.
Why? And of course, why don't they?
Honestly, because the manufacturers aren't required to. It's just an extra step of scrutiny. We don't know. We don't know. All we know when it came to the COVID shots is that you were to inject 0.3 milliliters, whether it was the Moderna vaccine or the Pfizer vaccine. But in that shot, we don't know how many nucleotide strands they are. We don't know what the sequence of the strands are. And we don't know about the lipid nanoparticle, which is brand new semi-experimental technology.
So we don't really know. We really don't know what it does that might harm the body.
Well, we don't know what it does at all, good or bad. I mean, as we know now by the Fauci tapes, you know, we were sold a bill of goods.
Yeah.
And by the way, there's still a lot more when it comes to Fauci. You know, we have his diary,
right,
which was just, you know, to use the Generation Z term, just cringy what he was just after. You're talking about Hollywood actresses and everything. It was embarrassing. But now they're still going through his phone logs and text messages. There's going to be more coming out. And that same week that happened, we just happened to be the same week that the FDA decided that they were going to approve an mRNA flu shot. It's been a dramatic week for people like me.
Well, let me ask you, you're no longer with the FDA. If you were still there in your position, based on what you've seen and what you know, obviously much more extensive than we know, and you can even begin to help educate us, David Gortler, would you approve this new mRNA flu vaccine and encourage folks to get it?
Of course not. No, I still have a lot of questions. I think whether recommending it or not is something that someone should always talk with, and, you know, that to be a discussion between a pharmacist or physician that they know and trust, period. So I'm not giving medical recommendation, but I'll tell you right now, I have a lot of questions. And from the previous FDA commissioner, we didn't get any answers.
No.
And right now at the FDA, you know, there is no commissioner. There is no one who's been appointed. It's being run by careers, basically.
Mm. Now,
the same career employees that put us through COVID. Sorry.
Yeah, I hear you on that. And therein lies an issue. A parent wants the best for their child. And if even their doctor, long trusted, kind of buys into this, and I don't mean that he's a tool of the pharmaceutical industry, but he accepts, well, you know, they seem to have done enough that I think I can recommend it for your child. And the parent has to decide, do I do this, get this for my child and actually help them? Or if I don't, does something go wrong? Or if I give it to them, does something go wrong? That is a crisis dilemma for every parent.
It is. And, you know, part of the problem is the way that medicine is structured right now. It works in a specific hierarchy, sort of like the military. When you have somebody up there, you know, like Anthony Fauci, for instance, who, you know, he has the credentials and he's in charge and he passes himself off as an expert, but we see he's not an expert. But when he gives recommendations, people in turn, physicians who, you know, are less educated, they sort of bent the knee and said, well, this is Anthony Fauci. Look what he's in charge of. He's been doing this. That guy had been in government service since before I was even born. And so they yielded to him as an expert. But as we know now, he was not an expert. He had no experience with masking, and he had no experience recommending lockdowns, no evidence on either of those things, no evidence on good evidence recommending booster after booster after booster, or giving young children those shots.
Now, to that point, I mean, what is a parent to do?
That's great. Like I said, I mean, really the best thing to do is to, it depends on every single child and in every single case and in individual case, but you really have to, you have to go to a pharmacist or physician that you know and trust, not just what anyone will say, because you don't know if those, if a physician or pharmacist out there these days are just going to, you know, parrot the party line that's out there, or if they're really familiar with the data. This is a real struggle. I don't know what the answer is. One of the things we do know is that children, when it came to COVID, they were particularly resilient when it came to infections and did not need those shots. Children recovered very, very quickly. Very few children got severe disease. I mean, extremely few. And because of the fact that we don't know the ingredients, it's not necessarily recommended. We know now that it was not recommended that young kids have it, but that didn't stop the FDA from approving it in all age groups.
And I'm already seeing,
in fact, even mandating it.
And I'm already seeing ads pop up on TV and radio on a constant basis. Get your flu vaccine. Get your flu vaccine before we hit that terrible time.
It's big money for a lot of the manufacturers. A lot of money. I will say that, you know, in 2026, when it came to COVID boosters, it was only single digit percentages of healthcare workers that decided to take the mRNA boosters in 2026, and probably even less for the general population. People have questions and they don't have answers.
Well, what we have really experienced is a break in trust with the scientific community, which we really need to have that relationship restored. But once you break it, how are you ever going to repair it?
Well, I mean, the answer is, I mean, it's more than a break. It was absolutely, you know, it was shattered.
Yes.
And I think the way to answer it is to, I mean, we need full transparency. We have not gotten that so far with the previous FDA commissioner. He promised us radical transparency and gave us rubbish. And what we need is true transparency, especially because these shots, especially when it came to COVID, it was something which the taxpayers funded to the tunes of billions and billions of dollars, tens of billions of dollars.
Well, David, I want to thank you for your insights, and I'd like to schedule a future date with you as we get deeper into and closer to the flu season, see what's going on with it.
Happy to help. Thank you.
You bet. David Gordler, Heritage Foundation, former FDA official. And as a parent, I mean, what is best for my child? Coming up, the story behind the story. Ever have a dream that suddenly they're coming to take your diploma away because you didn't complete one course? Remember that dream?
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at LarryConnorsUSA.
I want to share something with you. Cooking a pizza using coal creates an amazing pizza. Only one place to get it, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. Of course, they offer a wide variety of pasta, but you just visit the website NapoliSTL.com, dine in or take out, and get ready for patio season. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Try it. You can thank me later. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. VincentsJewelers.com. VincentsJewelers.com. Every summer, homeowners make plans, a new grill, a backyard project, a family vacation. But what about the upgrades you could enjoy every single day? Your windows drafty, difficult to open? Your patio entry door has seen better days? Now's the time to make a change. Renewal by Anderson makes replacing windows and doors simple. Beautifully crafted products, professional installation. And right now, save big. Get $1,000 off your patio or entry door and take $400 off each replacement window. And if you schedule your appointment before July 12, get an additional $250 off your entire purchase. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit renewalbyanderson.com. 877-WINDOWS or visit renewalbyanderson.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service. When insurance companies know you're represented by Under Law, they know Under is not going to let you be pushed around. Their reputation is built on years of courtroom battles. If you suffer an injury or damage to your property, serve the insurance company notice. You have Under Law on your side, a St. Louis firm you can trust to protect you at every term. Don't settle for less. You want to win? Believe me, Under wins. Under, O-N-D-E-R, underlaw.com.
This is News Talk STL.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Now, Larry Connors with the story behind the story.
Being naked in public. Okay, I know most of us have had this dream in some way, shape, or form. Experts think these dreams can be associated with our fears of embarrassment, insecurity, or being judged. If a secret recently came to light or you felt put on the spot, your subconscious might be playing out that discomfort. Some experts also link it to dishonesty. You might be hiding something and are afraid of being found out. At any rate, this dream usually is a sign that you're feeling more exposed than you'd like, whether emotionally or literally.
That is a guy called Mike with his list of 25, talking about the dreams and nightmares many of us have. And one of them being one of the most common types of dreams, and this might well involve you. I know it involved me. I know for 2 to 3, maybe 4 years after graduating with my BS degree. Yes, I have a BS degree. Born in Texas, I'm born with a BS, but I have an actual degree in it now. Took me 6 years because I was working my way through to do the 4-year course. I was paying my own way, but I got it done. But then I would have these recurring nightmares where I would wake up that I didn't graduate. They say I didn't complete a course. They're going to come and take my degree away. They're going to expose me as a fraud for having a degree when I really didn't earn it. Do you ever have that dream? Well, I'm looking at a piece of information brought together by different sources. There's no one source cited, or I would give it to you. There is one thing that written by Lon Dalian, and I can't make sense out of exactly her source material or something she just kind of pulled together. She said, I struggled deeply during college. I graduated university in 2018. For the past 2 weeks, I've been dreaming I'm failing the last 3 courses of my undergrad. There's some familiar faces in my dream, the students, but it's never a teacher or professor I had. In one dream, I was in a room of class I took when I was in high school. I wake up so anxious. There have been mornings when I have to go check and make sure my diploma is still in the living room because I genuinely don't think that I graduated. What does this mean? This was a question someone posed and signed themselves Back at College for her piece, Lan Delflin wrote. What does it mean to dream I failed out of college? Now, she goes on to say, the author, not the person telling about the dream, and I'm quoting and reading from it, the dream of not graduating college or failing classes is very common. Stop it right there. I said I've had them. Have you? At any point. Maybe shortly after you got your degree, or maybe years, decades later. Anyway, goes on to say, This is a very common dream. It shows up frequently since we all experience anxiety over passing tests, being good enough, or getting approval. They point out that many people form an association between failing tests or courses and feeling anxiety or fear of being judged for a poor performance. In other words, in today's world and marketplace, you've got your degree, you got the diploma on the wall, and suddenly you're feeling a little bit inadequate. Now, according to this author, Linda Daphne, in her piece she wrote, I think this might have been a Substack source. She said, when analyzing a common dream, we still ask, why did you have that dream last night? Although a storyline might run through some of your dreams, its reason for appearing is specific to each dreamer. Attaching it to your specific situation will always be the goal. That just reminded me, isn't it amazing how sometimes a flash of a dream that you had comes to you? I woke up this morning at 4 a.m. The reason I know is that, Alexa, what time is it? 4 a.m. Alexa, what time? 4 a.m. And I was having this dream, and I almost recaptured it then in my speaking, and I've lost it already again. Something wasn't right in my life. I wasn't in jeopardy of dying or anything like that, or any injury or harm to any relatives or anyone, but something sinister was in this dream, enough that it woke me. And at the moment, I knew I was going to be doing this program today. So I thought, I need to remember that. I should have written it down. It might come to me before we wrap up this story behind the story, so hang on. It may still come to me. I'm processing it while I'm talking to you. Yes, I'm multitasking. And yes, I'm not very good at multitasking. That's not a dream. That's a fact. Anyway, she continues in her article, the dream's recurrence, if he comes back over and over again, signals its importance to you. And by repeating over these past 2 weeks, she's talking about the person that wrote asking about that dream. She said it succeeded in getting your attention. In searching for the current waking experience you're discussing with yourself, you can start by asking where you've been feeling anxious lately. More specifically, have you been feeling anxious about your performance in some way? Nope, not me. I'm 110% on Larry Connors USA. I have no inadequacy problems. I have... Well, there's one program I didn't really like. I did the best way I thought I could have. As I tell our owners, Joe and Jeff, I said, I often have grand slams with Larry Connors USA. There's some days I only get a triple. Other days a double. Sometimes I fell short. I got only a single. But I never strike out. That's my mantra, and I'm hanging with it. She goes on and points out, performance can refer to many different areas of life. In a romantic relationship? Let me evaluate that. Okay. At work, all right, as a family role. Look for a connection between a poor performance for the looming threat of a poor performance with anxiety and maybe a feeling of being judged. I get judged by you every day. You either come back or you don't. Then they said, take note, dreams that repeat in order to get your attention need to do so precisely because you're not getting a situation in your life the attention it requires. What was that dream I had last night? What was that? Huh. I can still describe fragments of it. I should have written it down. I should have said, Alexa, take dictation. I should have done something like that. But at 4 a.m., I just want to go back to sleep. And she writes that as humans, naturally, we want to avoid things. We don't look and want to look at stuff bugging us. So the intense anxiety in your dream caused your attention to this feeling in hopes of prodding you into a daytime discussion. Well, I'm trying to have a daytime discussion with you, but now I can't remember that particular dream. But I do specifically remember years after I got my degree, waking up Not that I just didn't finish a college course, but I was being called back to high school. I didn't graduate from high school. There was one particular English essay I never turned in, supposedly. Pointing out to the plot, she says, the description of failing the last three classes of my undergrad bring to mind the almost or so close to. Have you recently come very close to accomplishing something but failed? Especially if it's something you thought you'd already completed. And she adds, if this was my dream, I might be thinking of a difficult situation with one of my daughters. Why? I've been a mom for more than 45 years. I would consider myself graduated on that subject. If a current issue concerning my children causes me to feel anxious, this author writes, well, in that case, it might trigger a dream like yours. I'm trying to push my anxiety out of the way, and I'm beginning to feel like and dream like I'm failing as a mother. Every parent has that to some extent. Am I doing the best for my kids? Could I do better? Oh, we could always do better. But are you doing the best under the circumstances you have? She continues in responding to this person about this dream of failing. She said, you say you are failing instead of graduating. You can carry this sense of failure even after waking up when you run to the diploma in the living room to make sure it's there. Or we go back to previous experiences. How many of you out there have had that dream? Well, that's just one of the nightmares you might have. There is another one. How many of, I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand, especially if you're driving. How many of you had dreamed at some point you're in the middle of a room, butt naked, naked? Everyone else is clothed, and they're all looking, and you're just suddenly there with nothing? Oh, yes, there is more to the story behind the story.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Do you know why I endorse Cafe Napoli? All the locations? Visit any of them and you will quickly appreciate the quality of food, service, atmosphere. So maybe I'll see you at Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli Kirkwood, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C. Or maybe you'll find me at Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Now you know why I endorse Napoli. NapoliSTL.com.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Now, the end of the story behind the story.
Mr. Simon, bring me a dream. Bum, 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 bum. Make him the cutest that I've ever seen. Bum, 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 bum. Give him two lips like roses and clover. Bum, bum, bum. Then tell him that his lonesome nights are over. Sandman, I'm so alone. Bum, 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 bum. Don't have nobody to call my own. Bum, 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 bum. Please turn on your magic beam. Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
That's the Cordettes from 1954, Mr. Sandman. It supposedly helps you go to sleep. And you go to sleep. And you have a dream. And in your dream, you're naked while everyone else is clothed. Clothed totally. They say that the common meanings behind that is that you feel like people can see your true fears or your flaws. And maybe you feel like you're wearing a daily mask instead of being your true self. Again, these are interpretations by so-called experts, and in some cases, just people theorizing. That naked in public, you feel unprepared and stressed about a social situation. And you're trying to hide. You want to cover up your faults. Keep control. Now, there's a social media site known as Reddit. I'm sure many of you are aware of it. And you can find numerous statements on Reddit about what this means. Everything from deep anxieties to You want more personal liberation and honesty, or you should be experiencing that. But in the midst of a dream in the middle of the night, when it seems to be so very, very real, can you accept it? Do you accept it? Is there a reason to reconsider what you're doing? Now, I know I've had this dream to some extent, and sometimes when I'm speaking at a large gathering, and other times they're all naked and I'm fully clothed. And that used to be something they would try to teach speakers, that getting over their timidity, saying, just imagine everyone out there in front of you is naked. Why would you imagine that? Well, anyway, they thought that that would give you more confidence because you are clothed. I don't know how they came up with that conclusion. Dreams are fascinating. And sometimes they seem to last hours. You might wake up and realize the time is 4 a.m. You go back to sleep and the dream picks up again. And yet others say they're only fractions of time. It's our mind at work. Maybe for the good, maybe not. Are you in a deep sleep when you have dreams, or you're just short of it? It's a lot of study that still needs to be done. But back to that one dream recurring that you never graduated, and they're going to find out you didn't. Did I just plant a seed for your dreams tonight? Forgive me if it happens. The story behind the story tomorrow. By the way, today's story was kind of suggested in one part by Jerome, and not because I dream of him, but the story tomorrow is also, I'll have to give some credit to Jerome. He came in wearing a cap that says, Enron is back, or something like that. The demise of Enron tomorrow. Second hour to come. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
This is Larry Connors, and this is a fact. Nobody beats John Beal on roof repairs or a whole new roof. Nobody. Oh, sure, somebody might offer you a cheaper price, but you're not getting same quality materials and work that John Beal provides. I like John Beal's approach. You buy it cheap, you're going to end up doing it all over again. Does that sound like a smart idea? Nobody beats John Beal Roofing. Call my friend John, 1-800-JOHN-BEAL, 1-800-JOHN-BEAL. There's only one place you can get pizza cooked over coals, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Of course, Napoli Brothers has a great selection of pasta dishes. Between the pizza and pasta, trust me, you will not leave hungry. Then, a few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, a wide variety of quality cigars, each offering a unique smoke. That cigar, some premium whiskey, all you need to do is enjoy. Lit Cigar Lounge and Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Chesterfield Valley. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as Support Dogs for Our Brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Let's be candid, honest. No out-of-state law firm can represent you better than Under Law. O-N-D-E-R. Hometown roots, attorneys living right here with you and your family. When you suffer an injury because someone else was negligent, Under Law will make sure the other party takes full responsibility. You'll get full compensation, not a backroom deal worked out with some insurance companies. And of course, we're moving into the stormy season. And again, when you have a legitimate claim, you should be properly compensated. Under Law does not toy around with adjusters, investigators, lawyers trained to cheat you of what is rightfully yours. Under Law is already recovered millions for families across Missouri and Illinois. Under wins. Not just a catchy phrase, it's a fact. So I'll repeat it. Under wins. Underlaw.com. O-N-D-E-R. Underlaw.com wins.
This is News Talk STL.